This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Apple has reported its latest profits to much fanfare. The results, iPhone sales have slumped, with overall sales for Apple products down by the billions of units from this time last year. Yet, Apple's stock is up 7% in pre-market trading. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace is here to talk us through this paradox. Lewis, on the face of it, with these numbers, how's Apple doing?
Well, on the face of it, not so great. Profits were at $7.8 billion for the quarter. That's almost $2 billion less than the same quarter last year. In terms of units, it sold 40 million iPhones, which is a mountain of iPhones, but again, still less than last year, making it what's starting to look like a prolonged slump for Apple.
All right. The market, though, is seeing some kind of silver lining, or perhaps these days you'd call it a rose gold lining for Apple.
The company is bringing in a lot more money for its services like iCloud and Apple Pay. Also in India, iPhones are starting to kind of fly off the shelves, a lot of growth there. And another rose gold lining, the iPad did better this year than last. Apple CEO Tim Cook says a lot of people are buying those actually for their jobs.
Their jobs. Now, what does this ongoing mixed news mean for this huge company?
Apple really wants to dominate globally and see everybody with an iPhone. That growth is getting tougher in places like China, where there's been an overall economic slowdown. And I think the perception is still that Apple needs some kind of new splashy thing because just not everyone is going to buy that iPhone. But Apple shares did still shoot up in after-hours trading, and that's because expectations had actually been lower than this. So the overall vibe in the earnings call was positive.
All right, the game of expectations yet again. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace, thank you.
Thanks.